Good morning, good morning. Oricel here from Time to Shine. So today we're going to continue our study in the book of Jonah, and we are in Jonah chapter 3. So let's start reading verse 1 and see what the Lord teaches us. So it says verse 1, "Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, Arise, go to Nineveh, the great city, and proclaim it to the proclamation which I am going to tell you." So the Lord allowed Jonah to receive his message to deliver to the people of Nineveh a second time. God had compassion on Jonah to give him this opportunity to share the word of God to the cruel people of Nineveh, the Assyrian country. They were known for their cruelty. They were known for their fighting prowess. They were known for not being a country of God. They were Assyrians. They were far from God. They worship other gods and they did their own things. And so they were far from God. And so God wanted to redeem them. And he allowed this through Jonah to proclaim the good news to them. So when we proclaim the good news of God, God hears us and he protects us and he delivers the word for us, through us, for people, through us, I would say. And so that's what Jonah did here. He delivered the message of God to the people that were far from God. So as Christians, perhaps we don't proclaim it or we don't tell other people about the word of God, but we may add in accordance to what God wants us to do. So I'm going to continue reading verse 3. It says, "So Jonah rose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, a 3 days' walk. Then Jonah began to go through the city 1 day's walk. And he cried out and said, Yet 40 days, and Nineveh will be overthrown." That word overthrown there means destruction. And it's the same word that it was used in Genesis 19:25, when Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed. And so verse 5, it says, "Then the people of Nineveh believed in God, and they called a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest to the least of them." So everybody, they were united in this message that the Lord had brought through Jonah to the people of Nineveh, to themselves. And so God forgave them. He gave them a second chance, but we're going to see that at the end of this chapter. Okay, so verse 6, it says, "That when the word reached the king of Nineveh, he arose from his throne, laid aside his robe from him, covered himself with sackcloth, and sat on the ashes. He issued a proclamation, and he said, In Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let men, beast, herd, flock, taste a thing. Do not let them eat or drink water. But both man and beast must be covered with sackcloth, and let men call on God earnestly, that each may turn from his wicked way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows? God may turn and relent and withdraw his burning anger so that we will not perish." So he had faith that God would do it. Even a little tiny little bit of faith, because he ordered the people to repent. He ordered the people to wear sackcloth. He ordered the people not to drink, and the animals not to drink or eat, to have a fast for God to bless them and not bring judgment upon them. And so it was a great thing, because as I mentioned, this is a Gentile nation, but yet God had compassion on them by sending Jonah, a prophet from Israel, to proclaim the truth to this nation that was really cruel. So no matter where a person may be, they might be a serial killer, Maybe something that is really far from God. A person cannot be too far from God that he cannot save, that he cannot melt their hearts. A word of God, the word of God, as it says, the word that is alive and active and sharper than a double-edged sword. So if God brings the word, his word, to somebody that is far from him, even as a small, just one or two words may touch that person's heart and melt them to the point that they will be repentant, that they will find repentance in the eyes of God, and then themselves will ask God for repentance. And so the same way it happened here, the Lord brought the word through Jonah, a simple message, and they believe in that message. And even the king, who had the power to either say no to this news of Jonah, or to say yes and believe in Jonah and allow God to forgive him. So it says on verse 9, it says, on verse 10, it says, when God saw their deeds, that they turned from their wicked way, then God relented concerning the calamity which he had declared he will bring up on them. He did not do it. So God forgave them. God, Allah, gave him a second chance of forgiveness. He gave him a second chance of not being destroyed. He gave him a chance to know the true living God through Jonah. And his message was successful. His trip to Nineveh was successful, for the Lord wanted him to go there and deliver that land. And the Lord did. The Lord did what he was going to do. And so the message of Jonah was successful. So I'm going to leave it there for today. But I hope you have some time over to read over chapter 3. The main thing here, as I mentioned, is that the word of God can touch anybody's heart, can melt anyone's heart, even the angriest, even the farthest person away that is away from God, even the most serial killer. God can melt their heart through his word. That's why we are to proclaim it. That's why we are to leave it, because it is the power of God in his word. It has power to save. It has power to redeem. It has power to connect us to the Father and align us with what he wants us to do in our lives. So, yeah, so I'm going to leave it there. I hope you have some time again to read it over and see what the Lord instructs you, teaches you, and counsels you with. So have a wonderful Thursday. Stay encouraged. Stay uplifted. Bye-bye.